producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, everybody. The Pope in Philly, Carly Fiorina. A stage falls around her in San Antonio. And a blood moon sky, a rare sight in the sky with a supermoon eclipse is what it's actually called. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this nation and the world here on America Tonight. I was one of those people that I went outside and I saw what was first an eclipse that lapsed into a blood moon, and it was very, very cool. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net and you friend me on Facebook, you'll see my picture of it. I put that picture up today. Or just go to Facebook and friend me, Kate Delaney, and you'll see a picture of that moon. So this is what a supermoon combines with a lunar eclipse, and it's for the first time since 1982, they say. And this eclipse lasted 1 hour and 11 minutes. North and South America, Europe, Africa, parts of West Asia, and even a little bit of the Eastern Pacific could see it, according to NASA. I actually tuned into the NASA channel and was listening to somebody who had traveled and had seen 28 different eclipses, which is really wild if you think about it. And the depending on where you are and where you were for this, it would be how you would have seen the moon, in other words. So some of us could really see it. Others of us couldn't see this phenomenon at all. It's crazy, too, because there have only been 5 supermoon eclipses since the 1900s. I didn't even realize that. So I'm going to give it to you. I'll give you this little juicy nugget at the top. Why not? Round it out. Could be a trivia question. Right? 1910. 1928, 46, 64, 82, and then this one. And, of course, after Sunday, the next supermoon eclipse, they say, will happen in 2033. 2033. How many of us are going to be around for that? Pretty wild. It's when the moon is furthest away, and when it's closest, it's known as the perigee, they say. So we have the perigee full moon, the closest full moon of the year. And there were a lot of people that thought this was the end of days. There were all kinds of stories about what does it mean when you see a blood moon or see this rare eclipse is a better way to put it. Definitely where I was in Dallas, Texas, you saw the darkness of it and then it faded to red. So it absolutely turned into a blood moon without a doubt. I know that it was different, as I mentioned, for all the people who viewed it in different areas. Some places, because of the weather, you had more trouble seeing it. And some places, maybe there was even more visibility. If you saw it, call me. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Some of you on the West Coast may be seeing it right now in Spokane, Washington. You may be looking in Aberdeen. You may be looking at it right now. Los Angeles, California, you might be looking at it. And I want to hear your thoughts on this very, very rare occurrence. Speaking of rare occurrence, I seg into this, the Pope spent a week in the United States, starting with Washington, D.C., and culminating in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands, but lots of people, let's put it that way, because how do we know for sure? I had friends that were there, saw pictures, they sent me pictures of it, and it was a lot of people, there's no question about that, that were on hand to see the Pope in Philadelphia, and he did a mass. He did an open air mass. And the great news is there were no problems during his trip whatsoever, thank goodness. But his trip did lead to one thing, and I'm going to talk more about it and more about what that was like and some of the crazy things that happened on the, you know, some of the oddball things that happened on the Pope's visit. But one thing that happened, John Boehner resigned on Friday. Since we last met, John Boehner resigned. It was actually at a meeting jumped in, got a text immediately from someone I knew in D.C. where they were there. They were at the Capitol. And then it was breaking on the tube as well. So John Boehner, Speaker of the House since 2011. So he'd be a heartbeat away from the presidency, right? Second in line behind the Veep. Told his colleagues Friday that he's stepping down as a speaker and he's going to leave Congress at the end of October. Wow. Wow. I mean, what was this? He said he's getting out of this. That this was it. That he was tired of it. That he was done. How about that? So now, what happens next? You think of other leaders in the past and when they stepped away. And then you think of what's happened with Boehner. And Boehner had such an emotional moment in D.C. this week with the Pope that behind him he was crying and he shook his hand and they had a little conversation. But this is it. This is it. No more junkets, no more anything for John Boehner. You can bet this week we'll be talking with Bob Ney, who had plenty to say about John Boehner in his book Sideswipe. The former congressman from Ohio has known John Boehner for a very, very long, long time. And this is really the big buzz that's happening out of Washington, D.C. In a sense, he stole the Pope's thunder. Because, I mean, he gave him the day or so to let it saturate for people. But the second he announced it, I mean, that's a big deal. Because you think of the Speaker of the House. You think of how close the Speaker of the House is to the White House, like I just mentioned. So this is the big thing. And this is, you know, make or break, in a sense, too, for the Republicans. We are 4 months away from Iowa. Can you believe it? 4 months away from Iowa? Yeah. Suddenly it's all happening at once. So what do they have to say about Boehner and his resignation? That was part of the Sunday swirl. Boehner was quoted in the Washington Post in his first interview since announcing his resignation. He said conservatives are unrealistic about what Congress can do. And he compares the Republican hardliners to false prophets. He says false prophets. And that's what chased him out. After 5 years as speaker, that's what ghosted him away. He said that they are unrealistic. You know, the Bible says beware of false prophets. This is Boehner. And there are people out there spreading noise about how much can get done. And it's not realistic. It's not realistic. Talking about things like Obamacare. He said that plan never had a chance and that there were groups in town, members of the House and Senate in town, who whipped people into a frenzy, believing they can accomplish things that they know are never going to happen. Wow. Hang with us. John Boehner's out. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down, fair or foul, in other words. 855-266-5283, meet you in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, says it's all about false prophets and people running around claiming they can do things they can't. What do you think? Boehner's out. Is that a good thing? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Still the buzz days later. 855-266-5283. Stealing a little thunder from the Pope, perhaps. We're going to dive into the Pope and what he had to say and kind of a wrap-up of his trip. I promise we'll get there. It's interesting because I listened to Bob Barr say, hey, let's bring Newt Gingrich back as Speaker. It's legal. We could do that. Newt Gingrich, let's bring him back. Nancy Pelosi said, I don't know if I'll miss Boehner. Who is the next Speaker of the House? California is looking to their fair son. California Rep. Kevin McCarthy is probably the next Speaker for sure. It seems most likely that that's what's going to happen. They could vote internally, the House Republicans, as early as this week on who's going to replace Boehner, who unexpectedly pulled the carpet out on Friday, because as much as there was talks about this is it for Boehner and all of that, nobody expected him to end the ride, then say that he was dumping out and wouldn't come back to Washington. He was gone at the end of October. Wow. So Kevin McCarthy, California congressman, probably replaces Boehner. He's in the number two position in leadership, so that makes sense. Most likely he moves up. Most likely. It doesn't mean that it's a definite, but it seems that this has been discussed before. And, of course, what do we have going on in Washington? We have this whole thing with what funding the government, the budgetary deal. October 1st. That's next week. Can you believe it? Boehner said that a short-term spending bill will be passed by the end of the month to keep the government from shutting down, however. The Senate is expected to pass a continuing resolution next week, and the House will take up the Senate bill. He did say he's going to rely on Democratic votes in the House to pass that measure. He said he expected that the Dems would want to keep the government open as much as he did. So now Boehner is, he is like a man on a mission. He can say whatever he feels like. He's unmuzzled. He's untethered. And I think he's going to get it all out. Some of the things that he said included, I don't want to leave my successor a dirty barn. I don't want to leave them a dirty barn. He doesn't have to worry about leadership. He doesn't have to worry about re-election. This is his last month in Congress. So whatever deals are going on, he can say what he feels like. And we're talking about, what about raising the U.S. debt limit to a long-term highway bill, to reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank? All kinds of initiatives that many, many conservatives oppose. Now I think he's going to jump in a much different direction. Second term Congressman Daniel Webster from Florida is the only other Republican than the Californian I mentioned, McCarthy, who said he's going to run for Speaker. He won 12 votes in a challenge to Boehner in January, so that would be one other person that would stand up and possibly be there. And, of course, we know conservatives have threatened to block spending bills that block federal funding for Planned Parenthood. But Boehner's departure resolves the conflict in the short term, I suppose. And then the successor is going to have to navigate what's happening there politically. So immediately they step into it. It makes sense that the Californian will do this and put him. He's definitely up for it. It makes sense that they would vote McCarthy in. He's like that regular dude. Originally from Bakersfield, California, who is not fire and brimstone, not at all that way. Will he fight the good fight? And that's what conservatives are concerned with. So we'll wait and see. First, this guy, first he has to get it. That's number one. I can't believe everybody has bailed on this as much as so many of you chomping at the bit to see Boehner go. Now he's gone. Where are you? Send me your notes. I did get some of those in the mailbag. You can do that, americatonight.net, or jump on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Big story, big buzz, John Boehner. Certainly not the only game in town, especially when it comes to Washington. And also this week, so much of the world was watching to see what was going to go on with Pope. What was Pope Francis going to do? What was he going to bring? What was he going to offer? What kind of conversation would there be after the Pope left and during his visit? And I'll tell you what, he's like a rock star. I don't know that this is what the church intends for it to be, but that's the truth of it. So in coming to the United States, it's people gushing all over him, including the now former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who just was a wreck. One, it was desperate to have a pope come and address Congress, and that did happen. So he got his wish. And probably knew, okay, once this happens, I would have to think his family knew, once this happens, I'm going to bail. Because now I'm done. I'm done. I don't have to do this anymore. And as I said, he took a little bit of the wind out of the sails of Pope Francis. Okay, so on to Pope Francis's visit. So many people were concerned. I was one of those people. Like, come on. You cannot talk about the pedophilia that went on and that, who knows, still goes on. And the way the Catholic Church handled that, and how do you get people to, you know, look and see what the Pope has said and not say to themselves, how could he not address this? And he did that in Philadelphia. He ended with that huge mass, an outdoor mass, and he brought everything to a close then. At the mass, he appealed for unity and family love. They believe 1.5 million people lined the streets of my hometown. And I mentioned I had friends there, so I was getting pictures from them. And it was like a mass of people. Certainly, I couldn't tell you how many people were there, but it was a massive amount of people. There were babies and kids that were being held up, and people who were just absolutely overwhelmed by what was, you know, going on. And one of the things that the Pope said throughout, and a couple of things he said throughout the Mass, he said the urgent challenge of protecting our home includes the effort to bring the entire human family together in pursuit of a sustainable and integral development, for we know that things can change. And I think because you had people that came from all over, it wasn't just people from Philadelphia. It was people that came from all over the country and all over the world, frankly. I think that's the reason why, okay, we're doing the open mass. We're going to, you know, have as many people as possible be allowed to see this, feel this, you know, whatever possibility, we're going to gather them in Philly. And people were clinging to that. So, finally, a meeting with victims of pedophilia priests. The Vatican said he met privately with three women and two men who were sexually abused as kids by members of the clergy, family members, or teachers. And the Pope told the bishops afterwards, God weeps. And he said, finally, I remain overwhelmed with the shame that men entrusted with the tender care of children violated little ones and caused grievous harm. I am profoundly sorry. I pledge the zealous vigilance of the Church to protect children and the promise of accountability for it all. So that was one good thing for sure, because this was not discussed, and he did do that. Stay with us. More on the Pope's visit. A mailbag coming up at the tail end of the hour, and much more. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's your chance to sound off. Coming up next, the mailbag was chock full of opinions. We'll get to the mailbag in our next segment. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Did you see the blood moon? Were you talking about John Boehner? I think that's the big story. Boehner bounces from Speaker of the House and talks about false prophets. The prophet of the Catholic Church, the Pope, and humanity was on U.S. soil. People are still talking about what the Pope had to say. I give him a thumbs up for the tail end of what happened in Philadelphia and talking to those victims. That needed to happen, and thank goodness it did, and thank goodness that he made some strong statements. We were waiting for that, and I think that needed to happen. It needed to be part of what this visit was about, because it's disgraceful, despicable, and outrageous, the abuse that was covered up and still is felt by so many people. That's not something you just leap over when you grow older. It was terrible what happened to way too many Catholic children. And in complete and utter abuse of power, for sure. So bravo to the Pope with his wrap-up of the U.S. tour, with that huge mass in Philly and the conversations he had with those people who were victimized and what he had to say afterwards about it. If you want to sound off on the Pope, Boehner, taking leave, or the blood moon, or anything else for that matter that's happening in your world. Let's hear about it. Let's go out to Michelle in the Virgin Islands. I love the Virgin Islands. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi. Good night, Kate. Yeah, I'm in the Virgin Islands, the Blood Moon. Very interesting. It's really big over here.
I bet. Huge, huh? It was
like 4.5 hours.
Wow. It was, we're in Dallas, our satellite facilities in Dallas, the mothership's in Minneapolis, and it was more like a quarter. I could see it like a quarter. I had a pretty decent camera and we were taking pictures of it. It was pretty wild to see it go from dark, it turned from a dark eclipse looking deal into a full on blood moon.
And then come out through the other side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, I think this is once in every 125 years this happens. There's Mars.
Yeah.
Earth, Jupiter, Mars, the moon, and the sun are all parallel. And
I love it. I love it. What did you think of Boehner dumping out?
Oh, well, I really think he should run for president because I give gas not only to Michelle Obama, but...
You think he should run for president? He should put his name in for president? Oh.
Yeah, I do, because we're cleaning up Bush's, I don't want to be verbal about it over the air, but repertoire.
I understand what you're saying. Michelle, boy, I'll tell you what, boy, there's a lot of people that would ping back on that and say, you've got to be kidding me. He doesn't want to, here's the thing with Boehner. For sure, he's been a career politician, and this is it. I mean, I think he's, okay, I'm done with this. I've done this.
Got a deficit, though.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In running, it's kind of the Manny Moe and Jack of who's running in the Republican Party, and Donald Trump is the guy who's getting all of the poll numbers.
Yeah, that's one little negative side there, but keep in mind, I am originally from Colorado.
There you go. Colorado. Coloradans are good people. I have a lot of friends that are from Colorado, and they haven't... Yeah, I think it's something about those mountains. You have an interesting view, I think, that definitely has an effect on people's lives. And I think in a positive way, I've got to say. I have a friend from college that bolted for Colorado, and I think she might be the happiest of the whole crew, to tell you the truth. But you're in the Virgin Islands now, and you can't beat the Virgin Islands.
Oh, no, man. You are never hungry here. You can pick all your fruits, your vegetables. Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't no way like the island way, you know.
There you go. I love it, Michelle. Keep listening. Call us again. So she said, yeah, you know, we keep talking about that. Somebody said that the other night, that you've got to be able, and Michelle knows this, you got to be able to plant stuff. You got to be able to feed yourself off the land. I was having this conversation with somebody today about the concern of where we're headed. And, boy, you better know how to do a few things, because there's going to be some people that might be in for a rude surprise if they don't figure that out. I can tell you now, people without electricity, there'd be massive panic. And, of course, we've dealt with that. In my own neighborhood, we had a freaky power outage not too long ago. It was just the other week. And, you know, boom, boom, out goes everything. And you see people wandering outside, hey, are you down? Is everything down? It's like total nightcrawler black. You couldn't see anything. And you think, wow, are we prepared for this? What do we do? What happens with how much we rely on electricity? You know, that's another warning that's hanging around out there. What happens when the grid potentially goes down? Disaster is what happens. Disaster. I'll give you a little preview. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, Donald Trump as the nominee for the Republicans is ridiculous. I'm a lifelong Republican. I have a conservative bent, but I can't say that I agree with everything. Sometimes I agree with my Democratic friends. But Donald Trump, the latest thing that that blowhard has to say, that he'll give Americans a zero tax rate, what does he think he's going to be, king? Does he realize that there's a system in Washington and he's not going to just suddenly turn it all around? Did you see his interview on 60 Minutes? I did. His interview was with Scott Pelley. And the tax reform thing was the big thing. He revealed that. He said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll reveal it on 60 Minutes, that the economy would be revived if he's president. He also said he would replace Obamacare with insurance for everybody, so meaning people who had hardly any money would get it for free. That's one of the things that he said. And he said, I'll give those same Americans, I'll give them a zero tax rate. So, in other words, people who are struggling wouldn't pay at all. He said he's going to unveil his tax plan on Monday, just giving him, Scott Pelley, a hint of what it would be. That there'd be a large segment of the country that would have a zero rate. And he said he hadn't told anyone that, so now he was telling 60 Minutes. That if you're in the lower bracket, you don't pay. But how's the economy going to grow? More taxes would be taken in because more people would be earning more money, is what he's saying. And he's definitely going to release this on Monday because there was a campaign statement that was released that said, essentially, the plan is a major tax reduction for almost all citizens and corporations, in particular, those in the middle and lower income classes. And that, likewise, a major beneficiary will be corporations and job producers with an emphasis on business in the United States and bringing money back into the United States, which is locked in other countries. Wow. So flipping that equation around. He talked about, I mean, even Scott Pelley said he could be starting a trade war. And the president doesn't have the ability to stop China from devaluating its currency. And then that would be in violation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Trump said NAFTA should either be renegotiated or broken. It's kind of, it was an interesting interview, that's for sure. He did have answers back, and Pelley pelted him with everything. He asked him about being thin-skinned, and he said that it was only when people told lies, and that if somebody did a fair interview with him or said something fair that was honest about him, that even if he didn't like it, it would be okay. And some of the issues, though, that was the key thing, he would make the military so strong, so powerful, so modern, and have the greatest equipment in the world that everybody wins, that we're not going to mess with them. Then he said, let Russia fight ISIS in Syria and put U.S. ground forces in Iraq to wipe them out. He said, consider dropping a bomb on North Korea's nuclear reactor to gain the respect of China, who backs the communist dictatorship. And he said, repeal and replace, as I mentioned, Obamacare with a plan that would cover all, with government paying for the poor and others able to negotiate for cheaper coverage. I mean, he is right about one thing for sure. The coverage has shot up the cost on so many people that it's become unaffordable. It's the Affordable Care Act has become unaffordable. And there are many reasons for that, including these exchanges that are bombing out because you don't have enough healthy people, which would have to balance out the numbers in the other direction. All right, by the way, I've got to throw this in here since we swung over to politics. NBC News and the Wall Street Journal, they ponied up for a poll. Donald Trump and Ben Carson are tied in the Republican presidential race. Carly Fiorina is now tied for third with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. In the Republican race, Trump is the first choice of 21% of Republican primary voters, followed by Carson at 20%. Rubio and Fiorina both have 11. It's pretty interesting, doesn't it? First and second choices. So the first choice is Carson, 35%, followed by Trump at 31%. Fiorina is 28%. Rubio, 26%. Man, Jeb Bush, he's just getting pounded. 7% overall. Kasich, the governor of Ohio, 6%. Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, 5%. Rand Paul is the real loser constantly in these polls these days. The Kentucky senator, 3%. Same with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and the former Arkansas governor, Mike Huckabee. Man, oh man. We're talking 4 months away from the Iowa caucus. 4 months away. What is it going to look like by then? Hitting the mailbag next. If you want to throw in a call, you can. 855-266-5283.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Check it out if you're like Michelle or you're like Joe and you're in Idaho. Michelle's in the Virgin Islands, or you're in Dallas like I am. It was a blood moon, cool, eclipsy kind of thing happening. A very rare glimpse of something pretty awesome in the sky that many of us saw. If you didn't see it, go to my Facebook page, Kate Delaney, and friend me, and you will see a picture that I put up of it. It was it's pretty awesome to see that, especially when you think of how often you see it in your life, which is that'll be the last time in my life I'll see it. And the same for any of you who glimpsed it, unless you live to be pretty darn old and you smash all kinds of records in the Guinness Book of World Records. Let's put it that way. How's that? I promised we would hit the mailbag, but if you want to zip in a call, we can certainly do that along the way. Don't be shy. Pound these digits, 855-266-5283. But on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
This one is from Andrew, who says, "Wow, Kate, the supermoon eclipse. Very cool. I was in awe. I threw out a blanket in my backyard, plopped on it, looked up into the sky with my dog Rebel, and I sat there for an hour, basically, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was very, very awesome. I live in Texas, in East Texas, and I got a great glimpse of it. So I'm happy I paid attention to it. What did you think?" Oh, yeah, I'm describing that. I think it's very cool. It's a treat. I mean, it's a supermoon and a lunar eclipse. And that's the first time that's happened since 1982. And I can tell you, I don't think I saw it in 1982. I don't know about the rest of you. It's a very rare thing. Because you want to know how rare it is? We've had five supermoons. Five supermoon eclipses, boys and girls. Yeah. And I said the years are ready, but I wasn't alive in 1910. I wasn't alive in 1928, 46, 64. You get the drift. And then 82. I didn't see it in 82. So I saw it this time around. Next time around is 2033. We don't have many guarantees. It's 2015. Who knows? It's pretty cool. And so you know, a supermoon, as it was explained to me, happens when a new or full moon is at its closest to the Earth. Because the orbit of the moon is not a perfect circle. So check it out. The moon is sometimes, yeah, closer to the Earth than at other times during its orbit. That's it. That's what it is. I love it. I love it. Not something that you get to see very often, right? Very, 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 very cool. And there is actually, of course, NASA, it's easy to find and see other pictures they have. They even have a Facebook thing where you can go and look at it. And people were sending in pictures from all over the world. Actually, they were asking people to send them in, and certainly all over the United States, but even beyond that, too. So it's a rarity. Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, I'm a fan of the space thing, although many of you have pummeled me for that. We don't need to spend any money on space until we do. And then we got to stop hitching rides with the Russians because it's costing us a whole buttload of money to do that anyway. All right, we move along to yet another emailer who wants to talk about the moon. How about this one from Sissy, who says, "Katie, I've been listening to you for a while. I've never emailed you. Trust me, I listen. I'm just too darn tired to email you, and I thought about calling, same thing, but I do listen. I've listened to you for a long time. I'm really proud of you, and there aren't too many women on the radio, so bravo, sister. I saw the moon, and the moon was pretty cool. I started calling people I knew, and then I went back out again because I didn't want to miss it, and it kind of was yellowish in my neck of the woods in Florida, and I'm in Sarasota. It sort of looked yellow and then a little red, and of course in the beginning it was dark as it passed over, and it was it was pretty epic to me. It was pretty epic to see it. I didn't even remember it was happening. And then people told me to go and check it out, and sure enough I did, and I'm glad I did. Have you seen some of the amazing pictures? I think you are right. I heard you say earlier that it looked different from other places in the world. Well, yeah, that's the key thing. I saw an awesome picture, and I'm sure it's all over the place, but there was a picture of what the moon looked like from Portugal, and you could see a castle that was like right near the moon. It was pretty wild. And it's a medieval Portuguese village that's in view. And it was like a twilight photo that they took. And the moon looks super, super big. I'm sure it's whoever the photographer was did just a great job of this. And to have both of those in the same view, the castle and then the moon, it really gave you a sense of, it gave you a sense of what this is about, I think. So I'm going to say that might have been my favorite picture. And I've seen a handful of them. I can't say I've seen thousands of pictures. And I guess I would have to check out more. And I'm going to go on the NASA site and look at some more of them. But we were up against the clock and we were here on the air. And I'm going to do that. And I'll probably try to post maybe some of those pictures, what I think are the best photographs of all. I got a decent one. I definitely got a decent one, but not anything like that Portuguese photograph. Ugh, not at all. That rocked on a very, very special night. It's good to take a break from all the politics that infuriate us, isn't it? And speaking of politics, yes, many of you had things to say about Boehner. Here's one from Bob. Good riddance to John Boehner. I thought he had no backbone. Kate, ever since he broke bread with the president, played golf with him, drank beers, nothing seemed to come out of Boehner except for turmoil. There was no peace in the party, if you know what I mean. So with him out, I think there's a chance something better can happen. Well, here's the thing. I think the times we live in, especially now, I don't think you want a Speaker of the House that's there too long, because then they, you know, it's like that whole thing with Fish. And Boehner in the beginning seemed like a little bit of a live wire. People were happy for him. And then as time went on, more layers started to fall off of Boehner. And you are right. He did back down, I think, when he said he was going to not back down. And once you start to do that, that's that whole flip-flopping thing, whether we're talking about funding the budget or defunding Obamacare or whatever it is. You know, I say this all the time. What do you want in a politician, even if I can't stand what they're saying? Please just tell me the truth. Which way are you going? Which way the wind blows or what really is happening? So next in line is the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy. But who knows? I mean, it's not a done deal. It's not a definite. Maybe there is going to be somebody else that lands in the middle of this. I don't think so. I don't think so. And people were pretty somber, I guess, when they heard about the whole Boehner thing. It was just a surprise. You know, that's the thing. It's just a surprise, because as much as he was under fire, I don't think anyone expected that to happen. And McCarthy definitely has ties to everyone. He has good relationships. And, you know, the key is how is he going to push or pull the party? What is he going to do that's different? This one from Will. Boehner. Wow. Not what I would have thought, Kate. I thought he would have hung in as long as he could, at least until the tail end of the year. I have to say I'm shocked, but I think his time certainly had come and gone. He needs to exit. It's good that he's exiting politics in general, and there have been massive pressure on him because he didn't take much of a stance on Obamacare, especially. Yeah, there's a lot of divisions, for sure, and there still is a lot of divisions. And I think people are realizing that with Donald Trump still catching a lot of the public's attention because he's something different, whether they're thinking about Trump as really as a president or not. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, you can always hit me up at AmericaTonight.net.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best.
Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.